Welcome to Ask My Mice.
Love you and I, cause I love you so much. Oh, 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 I just love you. I just like help, help. I just like help. I just like you too. I just like you. I just love you. Happy New Year. I love you. Say goodbye. Just go.
And that happens to be our lovely young lady, Ariana Stanley from Minnesota, who sings to us daily about how she loves the kindness campaign, and she has learned as an innocent young child to share kindness all over the world, and she shares it through her singing and her love. We're so proud of her and excited, and she is just coming to our hearts. Hi, my name is Ron Clayton, and it is Tuesday before Christmas, December 2022. We're going to ring out the year coming up, going into the new year, folks, that we're going to make this a blazing, blazing, exciting time to live. And although we have all kinds of challenges, we at the Hope Collection and the Optimize My Life organization and Golden Rule Society team up to make this a better world. On Tuesdays, we call this show the Travel Tuesday. And as your host, I can talk with that with some expertise. I own a travel agency. And a gentleman who started me, introduced me to this opportunity and this area of life and lifestyle and career and economic benefit. His name is Rick Reese, his wife Brenda. And right now, I know he's somewhere out in the ocean on a 9-day cruise put on for travel agents by a cruise line called MSC. And they're relatively new in the Caribbean and the U.S. They're a Mediterranean company. They got beautiful, brand-new ships. And they offered to people that called in and signed up quickly, they were able to get what's called a fam trip. Travel agents have this benefit. They're able to go and travel and get paid to travel or get to go on cruises for little or no money because they want to encourage a travel agent, of course, is someone who connects and promotes people to travel. And so what we do is on this show on Tuesdays, we talk about that world of being able to accomplish, not just travel on a cruise, but really there are hot spots all over the world, especially this time of year. If you live in the Northeast or you're just playing up there in the North, we have the opportunity to get to warm climates and just relax and be refreshed and restored. And our bodies, when we're fighting the cold, and I know this year hasn't even, it's just beginning, but we've already hit some nasty weather up here in New York, and there's more coming, I understand, for Christmas. We all may get a nice blizzard. And, hey, everybody likes a white Christmas, right? So I saw that in different places around the world. Hawaii has gotten some snow, of course, in the higher elevations. They're able to do that. I just saw that on my phone just a few minutes ago. So, guys, just to let you know that the world is big. The world offers many, many opportunities to explore, come together, relax, unite. You know, when you're planning something like a trip and you're doing it with a family member or a friend, you don't have time to create problems. You have time to be negative. You're talking about what's going to be. Well, you're fixing it in your mind and in your heart and your spirit. And that draws you and draws out of others positive things that make things grow. It's creativity. And God put this in us. I'm so glad that when I found the Lord, that I was able to be introduced to the idea that dreaming was a good thing. The enemy wants you to think that dreaming somehow is bad. That's going to mislead you. No, the only thing that's going to mislead you would be greed or doing something illegal or crooked, or it's going to hurt somebody. But if you're planning a trip, you're planning an experience, an adventure, you don't have time for that. So you're more likely to be focusing your thoughts on helping and sharing and lifting other people up.
Hey, Ron.
Hey, Derek, good afternoon. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good. This is one of our regular guests, and he is the number one distributor of passing out the card that introduces the Hope Collection, which we're all part of, that he is number one in handing out those cards. Let me guess, Derek. You sent another one out to somebody, didn't you, today?
On Instagram yesterday morning.
Yesterday morning. Well, see, you're regular. You can be counted on. And as a result, doing that, you will be counted on to be rewarded and blessed. And so we thank you for doing that, Derek. And we open the doors for people all over the world to do the same. This radio show is broadcast not only on the Blog Radio, which is a computer net radio network, but it's also broadcast through Facebook and Twitter and TikTok. I don't know, all those different animals we've got them covered. And so I want everybody to know that as you listen to the show today, we're going to share a couple thoughts. We'd love to hear from you. If you're new, calling in, we'd like to welcome you to the show. I know sometimes we have animals involved in the show. And you can always tell when they're around because usually they're barking. Hello, Mary. How are you today?
Good. My dogs are quiet. No mail today.
No mail today. Oh. Is there a holiday up there in Minnesota?
No, I get alerts from our post office to let me know when I have mail delivered.
Are you not
in my mailbox,
working today?
So I don't have. Me? I work every day, Derek.
How you doing, Mary?
Good. How are you? Derek, later this evening, you got to show me how to send those hope cards through Instagram.
I do?
Yeah.
You got to show Mary how to do that. You're going to be teaching someone, Derek. Boy, oh boy, you're going from being just helping someone to introduce them. Now you're going to help somebody show how to do it. That's really good. I opened up my morning or my afternoon energy drink. That is so good. Today I've got the Mountain Dew version. The power me. It's so good. Well, it's not. It is Mountain Dew. This is a Mountain Dew flavored energy drink. That has no sugar, no calories. It was designed for children who were diabetic. So it's got lots of vitamins, like 4,900% of your vitamin B intake a day. It's really good for you. And it doesn't have any sugar.
I'll have to check it out.
No carbs. I'm telling you, this is just good. It's like green. I mean, this is green. It comes in a green can. So see, we're all about being green, guys. So I'd like to go back to the thought I was sharing about improving people's lives through helping them develop their dreams. And, you know, in the Bible it talks about in Proverbs, that's the book that teaches them smart things, good things, says man without vision will perish. And if you look around people who are, I'll say, destitute, you look at people that are on the streets, you look at people that are really just getting by barely. Number one thing that's not in their mind or the heart or their spirit. Number one is the Lord. Number two, they don't have a dream. See, you can't improve yourself or anybody if you don't have the vision in your heart and your spirit, in your mind, heart. If you can't envision it first, it ain't going to happen. And you're not going to be any part of it happening either. All you could do is complain because you got nothing to give. But the minute a person starts putting a vision in their heart, they're given a dream that causes them to be, actually it's kind of a refreshing sense or position and thinking. Instead of waking up in the morning, woe is me, you start thinking, wow, how am I going to play on this trip? I have a sister I talked to this morning, was here in Buffalo. Her husband, right now, they're on their way to Florida because Saturday morning they're getting on a cruise ship, and they're going to spend Christmas on a cruise ship in the Caribbean. They're getting out of this wonderful weather that we're living in, and they're going to be dealing with the wonderful weather of the Caribbean, 80, 90 degrees, sunny. loving, just wonderful. And they'll have food 24/7. They've got entertainment. They've got, they can go swimming, go to the jet ski, go to the, they have a spa. They got a workout gym. They've got a facility where they can get just treated like royalty. And it's inclusive. You don't have to pay for a separate hotel room. You don't have to pay for the transportation on your ship. You don't pay for the food. So now you're in your lodging. So you get a first-class stay in a cabin, private cabin, and you can get one with a window, you get one with a balcony, or if you don't care about outdoors because you're only going to sleep in the room, you get an inside cabin. It's a little cheaper. So you have all these options. But when you go on a cruise, you start thinking about, where are we going? Where's that big ship going to go? And usually at this time of year, they're all heading to the south. They're going warm places. Now, there are some people that absolutely love the wintertime and the cold. And one of the cruises that does that, Princess, they have Alaska cruises. And the only thing there, you don't have to worry about much taking a bathing suit because chances are, unless you're in one of their indoor pools, you're not going to do much swimming. But you can sure have a wonderful time on the decks, and if you stop and get off, and you can see all the wildlife. I mean, there are Kodiak bears, and, you know, the whales, orcas. Just a miracle, amazing place when you stop and think about it. And then you meet with people from all over the world. You make new friends. You expand your relations with other people. It's a tremendous way of life. We recommend it highly. That's why we do this show. And, you know, just this morning, I'm going to open up my phone a second here to... I want to play for you the promotions that were sent to me this morning. Viking River Cruises. They got all inclusive, which includes airfare and the cruise wherever you go. They got a holiday sale. I've got Vacation Outlet with booking a whole bunch of places to go, overnight stays through the holidays. We've got here. I'm just going through this. Oh, Travel Channel is giving you a $10,000 vacation you can apply for, submit to. We've got Frontier Airlines is running a special. That's an airline plan. Tennessee Tourism, and they have for the holiday and the New Year's tourism packages. We've got American Queen. That's the Loyal Mississippi Voyages that go down to New Orleans. And those are the paddle wheel boats. How about Embassy Suites, Niagara Falls? They have a 3-day honeymoon package and overlooking the Horseshoe Falls on the Canadian side of the border. And they have a room special. You get dinner at the Keg Steakhouse restaurant. Wife gets a facial massage at the beauty salon. They have free parking, and they have wine tours. That's all one price for to get the whole package. That's available. That's in Canadian funds. Amtrak trains have got some vacation specials. We've got some Travel Channel deals. I'm just going through my phone that just came in last night. Offers that we can bring to people. And so we can offer them. And that's why we get so excited about people coming to us sometimes. You know, I am looking for a new career. What I'm doing right now, well, they cut out half the time. They can't work full time anymore, so they can't make enough money to really live very good. I'm looking for a new career where I can live good. Well, we've got those kind of opportunities with what we do with the Hope Collection. So we really encourage you to take a look at this as a possibility of a way that you can turn time that you're not doing anything with, or if you're very, very busy, but you want to make money for you, we can show you how to do that. And so that's the exciting thing about Tuesdays. When people would ask us about those things, we stop and we share with them what we're doing or what we can share with them. So I'm looking right now. We're just looking for some more of our guests. I know Rick and Brenda Reese, who are traditionally here on the show every Tuesday with us, But right now, there I'm one of those who are called FAM, FAM Trips. The companies, the cruise lines, and the hotel lines, the airlines, the tourism bureaus of different cities in the world, they all sponsor FAM Trips. Now, before COVID, we were just getting ready and looking at a trip to fly over to Rome from, we live, we fly from Toronto or New York to Rome, 4 days, 4 nights, staying in a 4-star hotel right down the street from the Coliseum. 4-star food, 4-star, and the only thing we had agreed to was that we would listen to a tourism about what brings people to Italy, what we could tell people about. They wanted to encourage us to become agents for promoting Italy travel. And so this place is right in Rome. All expenses, you know how much it costs? $499, including air. Including air. Well, you know, obviously, prices have changed a lot because of airline tickets. But also, some of the programs are not even being available because so many countries and companies were hurt by the pandemic. But many are coming back. And so I just saw a FAM trip. Somebody wanted to go to Korea. It was a FAM trip to go to Korea yesterday. Now, it's not one of my favorite-looking places I want to go because I don't want to go where they're shooting rockets over my head. But they're trying to attract people to come to Korea. And Korea is an exciting, growing world country leader in the free world. So it may not be a bad idea. It's not one of my ambitions, but it's one of the ones that's out there, and there's more. So I just love talking about these things because 5 years ago I got a phone call, and Joel Griffin, my sponsor from Through Hope Collection, best friend of 40 years, president and founder of the Hope Collection, leader among leaders. He was an advisor to 3 presidents, ran his own family of limited GEI, that's Griffin Enterprises Incorporated, limited edition family, limited family partnership. He had business all over the world. He was asked by Margaret Thatcher to talk to the parliament. Now, you don't get that, but Queen England, the Prime Minister of England, is going to speak to your unless you have something good to say. And so Joel did those things. And so then he introduced me to this guy. His name was Rick Riss. Still is. By the way, his wife's name is Brenda. She's just a bright star, very successful businesswoman. And they've shown us, they opened the world of travel to Lynn and I. We love to travel, but in the past we used to travel from Jamestown, New York, back to Buffalo, our hometown. That's about a 70-minute ride. And in good weather, you know, might a little longer, beautiful countryside, farms, you know, deer and everything like that. Got to watch out for the cows in the back roads. But it ain't going to England. It's not traveling to England and traveling the back roads of England. It's not learning about the history of England and going to the castle, going to see the Thames River, going up to York, experiencing Jorvik Center. It wasn't getting on a Viking River cruise either and traveling from flying to Paris and Amsterdam, and then getting on a cruise ship and going down the cruise on a river, Rhine River, from Amsterdam to Germany to France to Basel, Switzerland. And I was watching public television Sunday night, and I don't know if you've ever seen Rick Steves' travel log, and there wasn't Rick Steves, but another guy, he was going through and actually was on that cruise. And they got off at the very stops that Lynn and I went on a couple of years ago when we went on our first cruise. And we stopped in a little town called Rüdesheim. Rüdesheim is in the Rhine Valley, where on both sides of the mountains they raise what's called Rhineland grapes. And they make Riesling. That's a white, sweet white wine, bubbly, really good. And especially the holidays, it's real popular. But this little town, we got off the boat, the ship, and we took a tram ride into town. And the town was literally built. You had to go down in the hills when I say they hit the side of this hill, it was probably, some sidewalks or slopes, but it took us down about 200 feet. And down at the bottom of this was a cavern where there was a wine cellar. And then on the way there, on both sides of the street and on the hills, going up the side of this place, were little cafes and taverns and Christmas shops. It was a village of Christmas shops. And we were there, of course, in August. So although it was decorated for everything, it really wasn't set up for Christmas yet. Well, they were showing that on TV Sunday night. I called, look, we're in Rudersheim. And that's where we went and had a dinner at a pub. And we ended up singing Sweet Caroline to an Oompa Pup band. And what a grand time we had. It was just fabulous. We had pictures. Linda took the pictures and made a book with Shutterfly, that company that you take your pictures and send them in, and they produce a book for you with your trip. So I'm looking right at it across the room, and it's a cross-section picture of our ship. I'm just telling you, it was so exciting. We went to Heidelberg, the earliest known world university, one of the oldest ones in Europe. And it still stands. Part of it's been hit during the war, but the original buildings and everything are still standing there. And we went to Cologne, Germany. Now, do you know what's famous about Cologne, Germany? Not that they make cologne. They made it, but no. What they make is
chocolate.
Have you ever heard of it? Lindt chocolates. The Lindt chocolate factory is there. Oh, we went to the factory. It was Monday, and it was closed. So we did get to go to the corporate store. And we spent an hour in this store because as we walked around the store looking at all the products, they had girls with a big glass bowl going around the store, and the bowl was filled with chocolate truffles of every known thought and type and brand that Lindt makes. And they were free samples. You know, they buy them here, they're $1.50 a piece. We stayed in that store an hour. Do you think we got our share of truffles? We bought a bag of 10 pounds of truffles, which here, a bag with a pound in it costs $7.99. We got a 10-pound bag, and it cost us 10 euros. At that time, it was $10. By the way, that did not make it back home. But I'm telling you, to open up those truffles and just melt in your mouth. You like chocolate. It's a dream come true. And we went to all these different places on the trip that were so exciting, historical. And we went to a castle up on a big hill and had to take a cable car across the Rhine River on one side and go up the side of the mountain on a cable to the top of this mountain to get into the castle. What a wonderful excitement trip it was, guys. The food on the cruise was out of this world. Every night we could choose what we wanted for dinner. It was wonderful. And we had entertainment on the ship at night. And we had a couple that did a historic European dance. And they played a fiddle. Both of them played fiddles. We had another Philharmonic fiddle player and a cello player play serenade us during dinner the other night. Just every night we had some kind of special entertainment on the cruise that made that trip a dream come true. And I hope for everybody that's listening on this that if you have something like that in your heart, maybe you want to go to the Orient. And there are all kinds of cruises and trips that go over there too. I don't know. You watch, there's all kinds of TV shows now that they're out there. We can arrange for you to go on a cruise on a, you know, not a 3,000 person ship, but how about a ship that has just you and your friends, and you're able to go on this cruise, and you go over somewhere in St. Lucia, or you're over in the Mediterranean. There's a ship, TV show called Below Deck, I like it. It's got some crazy things that happen and stuff. But basically, it really shows you what life on a cruise ship can be like. And then we're talking about there that are like 100-foot yachts and they're mega yachts. They're just wonderful, folks. So I like to encourage you, take a look at the opportunities, both in, through the Vortex, our program, our retail, this kind of retail program that we have. It's called Vortex 365. And you can contact anybody affiliated with Hope, and we can connect you. And it's free with no contract. And we'll guarantee you, you cannot get a lower price anywhere. I don't care if your brother-in-law works at AAA. We can knock them dead on pricing. So, and that's really good. Now, let's say you need to go on a trip and you want to plan a trip for a month in Italy. Well, with our search program, you get complete concierge service. So you can specialize for anybody. I specialize in doing cruise ship, not cruise, well, at cruises, we've done 6 group cruises, so I guess I specialize in that. I've also done mission trips for churches, where we sent people from churches who aren't mercenaries, they're just people that volunteer, raise some funds, and they pay the price to go to, like, Guatemala, where it's a very poor country. And maybe a church sponsors the group, and they meet up with a mission team that's in Guatemala City, and they drive out on a bus for an hour into the wilderness, on the side of mountains. And if you fall off, you're gone. But you get there, and here are these people that are living pretty basic lives, and you're able to go in and take stuff for them. We took to an orphanage. We took a skid of peanut butter. That's like 144 cases, 12 jars of peanut butter. And the reason we did that is an orphanage. So we helped feed an orphanage of 200 kids for a month. And by the way, we got all those products. Tops Market donated it. And Delta Airlines took it over freight free. Now, what that means, folks, is that it normally would cost $2,500 to send a skid a peanut butter from Buffalo, New York, to Guatemala. We got it there for free. So we can make a world of difference for circumstances for people's lives. And that's only one example. We had one church decided to send a group to Cuba. Now, Cuba is a communist country. And contrary to all the things that your friends here and teachers in the United States will tell you, it's a communist country. You don't have any freedoms. Heck, if you get out of line in Cuba, you won't come home. They arrest people for nothing. Although they do have free medical and free education, but if they don't like you or you do something wrong, they have agents that will send you away in a minute. Very dangerous. It's where people in this country seem to think we should head towards. That is a political statement. I'm making it, but I can say it because I have proof. And, you know, folks, we need to be more vigilant about who we call our friend. Yes, they're good people in Cuba, but they're under a regime of communism. If you are a lover of the Lord, they are our enemy. They are the enemy of the Lord, and they're out to destroy faith, hope, and love. They are in the godless, controlling organization. And we have to stand up for what's not that. That's what we stand for. And I can say that. I'm host of the show. I'm also the president of the Hope Collection. So I freely can share this. But I hope you realize how important it is to us keeping our values. Our values and our fundamentals that formed our country that gives us the freedom of liberty, life, and pursuit of happiness. Folks, that's what we're all about. That's what we work for every day. I'd like to encourage anybody else at the If anybody wants to share something else today, the mic is open. If you'd like to share any ideas, please feel free to do so. And I'm going to open the mics up.
Hey, Ron. You know, one thing we should talk about is how we can help them when they have special needs or kids with special needs to make sure they have accommodations set and it's not an extra charge. You know, like some travel agents will charge you extra because your kids are special to set
well,
everything
what?
Up for them.
Well, thank you, Mary. Thanks for bringing it up. In fact, we even have, as a part of our organization, you can become a certified special needs travel agent. Now, even without that, you still got access to help special needs families. But when you become a special needs specialist travel agent, now you have more resources. Let me give you an example, so Mary. All the airlines will give you a wheelchair from the front door to the airplane and back. They all do that. Doesn't matter. You don't have to belong to be a travel agent to have that happen. You don't even have. You can just be a passenger. You have to ask for it in advance. That's free. But when you get to locations, many times that's where it ends. You get to Disney. Guess what? If you need transportation other than a cane. Or canes that you walk with, or a walker you bring, you pay for it. It's available. Now, if you buy for it just as an individual, it's not cheap. But if you get it through a special needs travel agent, they can get you a discount. When I went to, we went to Florida, Disney, not this past September, September before last, we went to Disney, and we used one of our free vacations, for being a travel agent, and we had booked Disney before COVID, so now we had it to go. And when we get down there, we had waiting at the hotel. We stayed at Disney, a Disney property on board the Disney proper land, and inside the gates. And when we get to there, we walked up. They brought us from the shuttle from the airport, got off, put our bags down there at the concierge. And sitting right next to us was a tag with our name on a three-wheeler motor electric cart that I could drive the whole time we were in Florida. And it was a very minimal cost for a week. I think I paid $80. But, boy, it sure made it healthy. And, by the way, we took that right into the park at Disney. We didn't have to wait around. We didn't have to go another mile and a half and go from the entrance to where you get to pick up your cart. We brought ours in with us. And so those are the kinds of things that we get available to. How about special needs where someone needs oxygen? They don't have to carry down with them a tank and strap to their back. We can help you get all that done locally. We can help them get a portable oxygen maker to put on their shoulder and carry it around. We have things like that. Even for cruise ships, we can do those kinds of things. That's what we can do it for adults as well as children. I had a mom. She had four kids. And one of our agents planned the whole trip to Disney, had the whole program, got all the special needs programs, the oxygens, the special carts, everything they needed. Linda was able to put it together for this lady and her family. And by the way, they never even flew before. So they had help from day one to the time they went, to the time they came back. And Linda, because she was a special needs specialist, she not only got that all put together and done for the mother, made the life completely wonderful on the trip, but Linda got paid to do that. She made commission on the project. So, you know, but we can do that. And I'm really excited. That's available to anybody. Now, the usage of it. If you want to get in a position where anybody you want to track, people who have special needs and help them provide and make this your career to helping people with special needs, you can turn around and get certified, and now you can put that on your, you know, what I call it, your marquee. You can advertise it, special needs travel agent. And now you promote, and now you actually do this. And you can provide that for people all around the world. It's a real neat thing to do. Lois Mayer?
Yep, I'm right here.
So when you're ready to take...
You know, another thing is you can coordinate with different airlines. They offer sensory-free days. So, like American... couple times a year, they set it up so that autistic kids who've never traveled before can go and experience what a flight is before they get on a flight.
There you go. And, you know, there are more than ever. I'm sure everybody recognizes, because it doesn't matter whether it's a school or what other organization out there. There are just people are recognized that they may have children with issues and they need help. And it's great to be able to deliver that. It's great to be able to help someone provide that kind of backup to make their time and their life just that much better.
Yepers. No, one of the places that I want to go to someday is, I think it's New Zealand, has the ice hotel. It's a hotel completely made out of ice.
Okay. Well, you can go to New Zealand Travel and look it up on your email and get some data on it so you can start a scrapbook or a box and you can start putting articles and information about that trip. So when you're ready to go, you'll have a whole box, like an encyclopedia of help, what you're going to do when you go on your trip to New Zealand.
Someday.
There you go.
One of my pipe dreams.
Well, you can make it more than a pipe dream, because we do sincerely have ways to help people accomplish those things. And that's what I love about this show, is we talk more than just dreams. We talk about adventures that we can make come true. And how do we do that? Well, first we identify where you want to go, when do you want to go, how do you want to get there, what do you want to do when you get there, how do you want to eat, what do you want to be entertained by, and how long can you go for? We can plan all that out, and then you say, well, yeah, but I don't have money. Well, let's do it this way. Let's say, I'm just using it as an example, you want to go on a cruise. I tell people every single day when I'm talking to them, you put five couples together on a four-day Carnival cruise, put five couples, you get them, sign them up, and help sign them up. We'll do that. Help you do that. You'll go for free, because that's the benefit. If you book five couples, 10 people, you get a free cabin. So we can do those kinds of things. So we can make it life better. Can I ask? There's a number I don't recognize. An area code 559. Oh, they just hung up on me. No, they're still here. Area code 559, can you identify yourself?
It's me.
And who is
Oh, hi, Overton.
Hey, guys.
Good afternoon.
Good. It's actually morning my time.
Oh, okay. You must be West Coast.
What happened?
Are you on the West Coast?
Yes, I am.
It's
a little bit closer to 10 a.m. my time.
Okay.
Overton's become a regular on our shows. He's from L.A.
Well, welcome, Overton. We appreciate you stopping by today. First of all, happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah.
And happy holidays.
Or happy Kwanzaa. We recognize that people have different ways of going into this season, realizing it's special. And we want to make sure that we honor anybody that does that, because we think it's a time of renewal. This is a time when we can take and put our best foot forward and know that we can do so innocent, and it's going to be appreciated. And that's what we want to do. That's how we want to live. And because when we do that, then somebody can appreciate us back. So welcome. How did you find us? Overton, how did you find us?
I was invited by Mary to come on the radio.
She's cool, isn't she?
Overton's a life insurance salesman, but he would be a great asset. He lost his phone, and I didn't have his number for the longest time. Actually, he's one of the gentlemen I wanted you to connect with because he'd be a great asset to the Hope Collection. Their mission is
awesome.
The same as what we're doing.
Well, that's cool. Well, tell us a little bit more about your organization, Overton.
Well, on top of marketing, advertising, life insurance, we also dabble in any other financial products as well, like retirement plans, college funds, you know, mortgage protections, you know, products of that nature. Just something in case of emergencies where situation arise and people aren't necessarily worse for wear due to either loss of income from an injury or passing of a relative. We just have about enough situations.
Oh, pretty cool. How long have you been doing that?
By January of next year, it'll be 2 years.
Well, congratulations. How did you find that organization?
I was just looking in need for an additional income, and one of the executives of the company just walked into my store. I was working fast food at the time, and he didn't even ask me if I was looking. I asked him. I was like, I don't, because he came in nicely dressed, with a different demeanor than most people. So I just asked him, I don't know what you're doing, but it's different from what I'm doing. So here's my number. Call me immediately, and that's how I got started the very next day.
Oh, that's great. See, someone recognized in you a great thing that maybe it might have been very obvious. It may not have been obvious. But I would guess, my guess is just from the fact, because I know Mary, I know the kinds of people that she attracts. When you have a heart, and you become in life what's known as a servant leader, there's anything that can stop you in the face of the earth. There's no sense of prosperity that you can't come to achieve if you're just willing to help enough other people. And it's that servant leader model that you have not. In other words, most people, general public, it's what's in it for me. That's their philosophy. And you know what they get? Because it's what's in it for me? Big goose egg. It's short-term, short-lived. But when you live a life where you're serving other people, God can bless you more. In fact, that's his rule. That's his plan. We're supposed to help our brothers. We're supposed to help our sisters. We're supposed to help families. And when we do that, it's not giving up. It's adding up. It's starting to make way, to make a path for somebody. And you may be the person that lays the foundation with them that allows them to get the foot up, to get out of wherever they're at to where they want to go. And then you introduce them to the Hope Collection. It's free, no contract, and they can have all kinds of other benefits. They can find out about the Golden Rule Society. Again, no contract, it's free, more benefits. So we offer many, many, many ways of improving lives of people. And I can't help but, you know what, when I talk about that like that, there's a gentleman that just came on the phone today, and I owe him a call. Country boy, welcome to the show.
No, you know, man, you always good. We can speak even if we don't speak. We have a power to send telepathic messages to each other, say, get back to you whenever I can.
Well, I hope you're doing
good.
Get ready for this. So say hi to our guest.
Say it again, Ron.
Yes, sir.
I said say it again.
He said say hello to our guest, Overland, from the West Coast. And a guest,
oh, we got another super friend. No. Hello.
What up, country boy?
Hey, what's happening, sir?
Nothing much, just the weather.
I hear you. But, you know, we got us a new air traffic controller. Mary is, baby, she's banging up the airways.
Whoop, whoop. Hey, country boy. How you dealing
hey,
with
Mary.
The cold down there?
But granddaddy said never talk about nobody if you're not willing to say it to their own ear. Hey, sweetie.
I'm always around. I always hear. I always see.
So y'all doing any travel talk today or y'all forgot?
Oh, no, we were travel talking. We were talking about special needs and about all the different options, excuse me, the options that are available.
Okay.
And
well, I
know,
just had
Rick's on his
had a long
cool. Go ahead.
No, I just said, I was telling Ron, I had a long conversation with one of my old travel partners. They've been traveling for about a year and a half now. I hadn't even heard from them. They called me to tell me that they was back in the ATL when I first started their business years ago, when I told them that they could write it off on their taxes and get their money back. You mean, she says, you mean we can get paid to travel? I said, yeah. She says, that's what I want to name my business. Get paid, number two. travel.com. Isn't that cool?
Perfect.
Travel throughout the world, wherever you want to go, stay where you want to stay, eat what you want to eat, keep your credit card receipts, write it off on your taxes, get your money back for going, and then get bonus points to spend again. God says exceedingly, abundantly, more than you can even imagine. So a few months back, somebody stayed in a hotel here in Atlanta. I don't know who it was. I just gave them a link. They hooked on my Vortex link. That day, I ran into a piece of rebar sticking up in the yard over my lawnmower. Completely just bent my lawnmower blade. It was done, total of it. So I'm thinking, man, I got to finish this lady's yard before it rains. So I called my wife and told her I was going to go to Lowe's and buy a new lawnmower. She says, we don't have no money. I said, well, don't say that. We just got some money from somebody that stayed in a hotel room. She says, well, that's not money. Those are credits, but we use it like money. So somebody stayed in a hotel room, and the credits were enough for me to buy a $400 lawnmower. But when I spent the $400 buying the lawnmower, they give me 3 points credits for every dollar I spend. So when I spent the $400 getting the lawnmower, now I've got 1,200 credits to spend again. They showed you how to recycle your trash. Did anybody ever show you how to recycle your cash? I'm going to stop.
Well, you know, it's funny. Since Rick introduced, like he introduced you and Lady V to the travel industry, country boy, I don't mind sharing this. We've traveled on 6 cruises, and that's not a lot. Rick's been on 36 cruises, and he's on another one right now. We've been on 6 cruises. We actually have been on, I don't know, 9 or 10 really nice trips, and we have accumulated. Now, this is our points vault. This is above and beyond any money we made on the trips we planned or went on. We got paid when we went to Europe. When I got home, I had a check for $800 in my mailbox. That was the commission for that trip. I got paid for my own trip. Anyways, I have over 50,000 points in my vault that I can trade in for a trip, airline, cruise, a resort. Anyway, I can use it anytime we want. We're just letting it kind of accumulate. It's good for 10 years. And we're letting it accumulate to the point where we have enough to take my wife. I'm going to take my wife on one of those around-the-world cruises. I'm just going to get on the ship, take our bags, throw in the room, and enjoy ourselves the rest of the time. And that's just something I want to do. Well, I used to drive around everywhere. And I flew everywhere, but she was never with me. Now I don't want to go anywhere without her. I know Valentine's Day, we're going to be having, I can tell you right now, Valentine's Day in February 23, 2 months, we will be at the steakhouse on the Conquest. That's a Carnival Cruise Line, beautiful preferred ship. And we have the steakhouse, And all, you know, whatever you order, it's steak and crab, steak and lobster, steak and whatever, salmon, whatever you want. But the meal, and we've already got it, it's all paid for, it's already ready to go. We go, we just get on the ship, and we're leaving in February to go for a week on that cruise. And then when we get back, we got an extra week. We're going to spend it in Florida. Why come back? I'm sure it's not going to be warmer in Buffalo. So we're going to stay in Florida checking out some property where when Linda retires in April, we might build a place to come back and stay at. So that's just a little bit of what's in store right now going forward for us. And we're not unique. I want you to know we're not unique. We are unique because we made a decision. We didn't just think about it. We didn't plan on it and wander and squander all our time and energy. We made a decision and said, oh, we don't know how we'll do this, how it will work for us. We'll just do it. So we took advantage of the opportunity that Rick and Brenda offered us. And I would encourage anybody that's been offered an opportunity, take advantage of it. There's somebody there that wants
to help.
Well,
I know. I knew I wanted to travel when I graduated from high school. I'm like, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, I'm free at last. So I actually joined our parent company, which was YTB. I used to call it Your True Blessing Travel Business, back in 1988. So I've been in the travel industry pretty much all my life. And in my space bank, I got 3 vacations that I can take anywhere in the world. I already booked one for Hawaii, have never been to Hawaii. I'm going to Southern Australia. And then the other one, I'm going back to Fiji, which is one of my favorite places in the world that I've ever been. So we're looking forward to a wonderful 2023. I'm hoping that God comes back and, like you said, heal the land and let everybody take their mask off so we can at least breathe freely again and cough on somebody without worrying about they're going to die. So it's just going to be real, real, real fun. And then when Rick Reese, just real quick story, real quick short story, when Rick and Brenda first came down to Atlanta to meet with me, we went to the AtlantaChildren.org village, 287 acres of green space up in Tacora, Georgia, right near South Carolina. They did a virtual travel presentation right there for the kids. The kids were raising their hands. He showed them how to book the ticket right there on the computer screen. The little plane was flying across the stream. What are we going to do when we get there? We're going to go to the museum. How are we going to buy the tickets? He showed them the whole thing. And we knew then that we could utilize travel as a mechanism to get kids' attention. Make a long story short again, here it is about 12, 15 years later, and what came out of that is called funding by bytravel.com. Even back then, Rick had it marinating in his spirit, is how can churches, schools, colleges, and not-for-profit organizations make money in the travel industry, and that was it. And now, when my son goes back to college, back when he was graduating from Howard University, he was able to encourage his roommates that was going to spring break down in Florida to book through the site, and we made a little over $6,000. So we know that come 2023, since we've been warming up on this thing for about 3 years now, called Heal the Nation with Vacations, we know that since everybody's been locked down and they're ready to go and they're getting their passports back, that we're going to raise more money than ever in the travel industry ever. And when I say more money than ever, we're talking about more money in history that's ever been utilized travel as a fundraising vehicle for churches, schools, colleges, and not-for-profit organizations and people that are burnt out on selling candies and cookies and wrapping paper and all that kind of stuff. They bring all that stuff home to the neighborhood who they going to sell it to. But we know that every family in America now, is since they've been locked down so long, that they want to go somewhere in the world, create memories just like Rick and his family are doing right now, and we're taking the wealth of the unrighteous and placing it back in the hands of the righteous. And Ron knows, he sent those missionary workers from his church in Iran. I don't know how much money you guys, he said, they made, but the money that would have normally been spent that the airlines would have been keeping was rerouted, and it came right back to the church. And if you guys are out there listening, there is a way to make money. There is a way to save money. And I was, Glenn Kane was here, he would tell you to go to Golden Rule Society and click on the Wise Travel button and receive those discounts. So I'm just going to coast to a stop right there with you guys, wherever you are in the world, wherever you plan to go in the world. I pray and claim and declare and decree victory right now that God places a Holy Ghost bubble around you and your family till no hurt or danger will come to you, either in your going or your coming. Back to you, Ron.
Well, thank you, country boy. You know, you mentioned the program. I call it stewardship. And how many of us, the people that are on the call, that are from the Hope Collection calling in on the blog radio show, who are listening in through YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, or whatever animal you're listening to, whatever show platform you're listening to us on, how many people right now are going to a church that are struggling to make their budget to pay their bills? Pay the pastor. You know what happens in a lot of small churches? The bills get paid, but the pastor doesn't. Well, you know what? You can change that tomorrow. We can help you change that. And I mean legitimately change it so that you have a cash stream that will, number one, pay the gas bill, pay the heating bill, pay the pastor, pay your overhead. It costs money to keep a church running. How about sending your mission team back out into the field? Armed with, so they don't have to go out and sell those gift wraps or candy bars or stand on the street corners and shovel someone's driveway out to raise money. Right now, everybody in the world's starting to get in there. We're traveling now. They're traveling again. Every time they stay in a hotel room, you could be putting money in your church's offering plate via the computer, and now it goes to their treasury so they can pay the bills or pay the pastor. How about that is kind of a unique thing, isn't it? And you can make that tie. You can be the connector for that. It'll benefit you. It'll benefit others. It'll build the kingdom of God. It'll strengthen us instead of, you know, right now, about 80 churches a week close their doors. It may not sound like much, but believe me, that's 80 communities. They're no longer a light in that community. Folks, we got to get more lights lit. Open more churches, not close them. So you can, if you like that idea, why don't you give us a holler? We'll show you how that works, how you can benefit, be paid, the church can benefit, it be paid, and the person who is going to do the travel, they're going to benefit because they're going to pay less than they would have if they went directly to Expedia, Travelocity, AAA. We can knock them out. We can beat them all. And so not just an if maybe. That's what it is. That's how it works. So on whatever we can do as we close up the show here, and we're already close to being, wow, the show went fast today. Folks, I truly just want to wish you the most wonderful, blessed, favored possible time of coming together for you and family and loved ones, people maybe you haven't been loved with. How about restoring a relationship where one's gone down? Make it a point of doing that. Be intentional about touching someone's life, even someone that you know, and make this a better world. Thank you so much for being on the show. Thank you, everybody. God bless you all. Thank you.